I knew this kid. So. That kid that came to the live show, that male model. The first night I met him.
That kid's about to get molested. The first night
I
met him,
he was like, check out the fucking drip, dog. I got the fucking Vineyard Vines hat. Vineyard Vines polo.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit, dog.
Oh, yeah. You were there. That was in LA.
I wasn't there. We was in LA, but y'all told me about it. You went to what was it? It was like a Saudi prince themed party.
I left Jermell's birthday party to have an evil night.
Yeah.
And it ended up being like the worst kind of evil. We were,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what happened when you try and do cocaine off a butt, nigga, off your own ass.
We got a text that there was an Arabs and models party in the Hollywood Hills.
That's ridiculous. And I was having a fun time with my friends, and you left to go be with Arabs and models.
I was at Jamel's birthday, and then I was like talking to LA Comics, and I was like, yes, I agree. Intersectionality is hilarious, but I gotta go to this.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I gotta go
I'm
to
so
this
sorry.
Models and Arabs party in the Hollywood.
You shouldn't have had to deal with that. My bad. You know?
No, I'm just kidding.
I be trying. Nah, it's true, son. I be on my El Politico, man. I watched a lot of Madam Secretary, so I be trying to like,
of course,
bridge the gaps. But it was
Jamel's been binging the Michelle Obama documentary in quarantine.
Shout out to Al Gore.
I just want to say the end of that Models and Arabs party is we get to the Hollywood Hills. It's like 1:45 a.m. The place is surrounded in Los Angeles Police Department. Surrounded. And then we just waited. We took Ubers, so they dropped us off. And then we were just waiting outside like a high school party, like waiting for the cops to leave. And then like we saw there were like girls inside. And they were like, can we just go in? I like went up to the door. It was like this rich dude. This rich dude paid for security. And I was like, excuse me.
Where
was
D'Elia?
Was Chris D'Elia there?
Don't lie, nigga.
It was Chris D'Elia. It was
he does have something in common with Arab lords. You know what I'm saying? Their taste in
boots. How they wear their boots.
He dresses a lot like a fucking like an Iranian man, like an Iranian oil.
He's obsessed with
Armani
M&M,
Exchange.
Just like,
yeah.
Armani Exchange for sure. It was a lot of fuck and Armani Exchange kind of.
Yeah. Any dude who wears the see-through tops, you know how their shirts be like, kind of like.
Yes, sheer.
Yeah, that was my like Joe Biden's that was hair. My that was my summer vision board. Actually, I was gonna go net open shirt wife beater underneath, but COVID had up for me.
If you started doing that. Like Jamaican like gang like net single mesh top,
George, yeah, I want to go crazy. Slashes in the eyebrow, hair net.
Yeah,
I want to go like.
Oh, you're nets everywhere.
Net
you're
shirt,
everywhere.
Net hair.
This nigga like a tuna, dressed like a tuna caught.
I love that. Let me get some pussy. Let me get some pussy.
Yeah,
just
like
talking
a
like
Sean
that.
DePaul kind of aesthetic. Sean
yeah,
DePaul.
Upon the replay.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
So
let
anyway,
me
we
pussy.
Leave. We wait. Another Uber comes 20 minutes later. We're waiting. We're not being let in. I told the security at the house, the Arab security guys. I was like, I left my inhaler inside, and they were like, they would have let us. I was like, excuse me, I was already inside of my inhalers in there. I could die. And then, yeah,
that's bold of you.
I like anyway. That.
That's bold of you to double down on being Jewish at an Arab theme.
I was
party.
Like, I just want to you say, I, mean? That's I respect the Emiratis. I respect the Saudi royals. Please let me in because my inhaler is in there. I left it in a girl's pussy. And leave. The Uber comes. It takes forever to get up to the Hollywood Hills. We get back down like to sunset. It's 2 a.m. L.A. fucking sucks. Every bar closes at 1:30 a.m. It's like not like New York.
That is weird. I do find that strange.
We go to bed. I don't get why, but yeah.
So some of the people we were with were like, we go to their apartment, and they're like, oh, we might have a bottle of wine at the apartment. We get there, zero alcohol. Everyone,
hysterical.
All anyone has is cocaine. So
just soberly doing cocaine with 19-year-old male models.
He was the 19-year-old, but everyone else was around our age. Anyway, 19-year-old male model gets a text. Right, we're soberly doing coke. Just everyone's hitting Jewel so hard, just like pacing around this like one bedroom apartment is awful.
Yeah,
it's like 4 a.m. I was like, cartoons. I would kill someone just for a beer. I want a beer so bad. And the male model like gets a text. He's like, "Yo, my fucking boy is downtown. There's a warehouse party." He's like, "After hours, they got drinks there." And so I was like, "Let's fucking go. We gotta fucking go." You know?
Yeah, you're yacked up.
I was like, "Let's go." I get there.
So the Arabs never let us in.
Yeah, first off.
The police were surrounding
him. He was outside the whole time.
We never got in. So we get to the warehouse party. It was me and Brandon Wardell walk in. They're like, I had a $100 bill. They're like, "Cover's $20. I was like, "I don't give a fuck." Brandon's like, "Can I Venmo?" And I was like, "Oh, God, okay, fine," right? So I pay for Brandon and I. The rest of the crew we're with are like, we don't have cash. I was like, I just have to get a drink. I get into this fucking rave. It is the scariest place I've been in my entire life. It's like the Zion rave, but like hell. There was, I remember I walked in, the brother. First person I see was a fucking amputee. There was a guy missing. I don't know if I was like fucked up. It seemed like everyone was injured. It was terrifying.
The invalid's ball.
The music was horrific. And I was like, "Brandon, let's go to the bar. I just need one drink and then we go home." And Brandon's like, "I don't like it. It's scary. I'm scared.
Ew."
So we go. Oh my. We go to the bar.
You niggas was at Walter Reed Hospital. This is not even in the same city as me.
Oh, by the way, like I met the night.
Just putting fucking strobe lights on and stealing all the fucking oxy.
Anyway, we get to the bar. It's these two like maybe in their 50s, like flannel butch lesbians. And I'm like,
"You're in good company."
And I was like,
then,
"Can I get a tequila soda?" Yeah. And then the woman just looks at me and she's like, like Charles, like speaking in tongues, like on PCP kind of like. And I was like, "Tequila soda." And she's like, We don't have that. I was like, What do you have? And she's like, she points to this like bottle of brown alcohol. I was like, "Two shots of that."
Hell yeah.
And then she's like, then she looks at me, she goes, $60.
For two,
what are you going to do about it, bitch?
For two Carlo Rossi's.
Mind you,
two Carlo Rossi's in a fucking, in a paper cup.
I had a $100 bill. I paid for Brandon and I to both get in. Brandon clearly does not have money for the bar. So I pay $60. I've spent $100 in about 30 seconds. And then we take a shot and then we leave and we go home.
Yep.
But it was
a whole experience cost
$100 to go to hell. I really thought that night was going to be the best night ever.
Keep telling you, man. Turn your life over to Christ, man. Fuck that, man.
Dude, you
should have gone to church.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you fucked up, Adam, is you were looking for alcohol when really you should have been looking for some smokable CBD products. I think that's what we can all agree.
Kaboom! Bah! Bah!